You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make me
an instrument. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful, practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord on this Good Friday. So happy, happy Good Friday. Okay, so let's talk about why we say it's a Good Friday. It's a Good Friday. How could it be a Good Friday and it's a Friday that God died? The crucifixion. And we call it a Good Friday. Yes, it is. Because he paid the price. So it's a Good Friday for me. It's a Good Friday for you. Because the price has been paid that I couldn't pay. Pastor Dan. So that's why today is a Good Friday. When Jesus paid it all. And now, all to him, I hope. He break the bars of sin in my life. And I can walk out of that bars, that prison of sin, because of this Friday. And that's why I called it a Good Friday. So for somebody, it might not be a Good Friday. Okay, not going to fight with you, but for me, it is a Good Friday because my sin has been paid. So let me say it again. I'm saying it. It's a Good Friday for me because my sin has been paid by Jesus Christ. He went to the cross. He died for me. And so this Friday is a Good Friday, and I'm celebrating my freedom. Okay? I'm celebrating my freedom. I got to give you a word in there, Diane.
It's a Good Friday for each and every one of us because the opportunity, the door is still open for salvation. We have the opportunity now. We have the opportunity while it is today. We have the opportunity to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. In Luke chapter 9, verse 44, before the crucifixion, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, let these words sink down into your ears.
Let it sink. Notice how Jesus said there, let this word, don't stay at top of your ear because you're going to forget it. Let it go down in there. Okay.
He said, very strong. And he said it to his disciples. Actually, the verse before in 43, Luke chapter 9, verse 43 says, and they were all amazed at the majesty of God. But while everyone marveled at all the things which Jesus did, he said to his disciples. So while everybody was celebrating in the glory, he turns to his disciples and he says, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let these words sink down into your ears.
Yeah.
For the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men. Verse 45, but they did not understand the saying, and it was hidden from them so that they did not perceive it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. So these types of things that Jesus would say to them, they didn't have the revelation of them until after the crucifixion, on that Good Friday. Then it began to come into their remembrance, the things that Jesus had spoken to them. And the Holy Spirit was helping them. It was correlating, okay, what he said to actually what was transpiring. So there have these deposits that Jesus made through his word.
Yeah.
So the same is true for us. We have these deposits that Jesus makes through his word, through the living word of God. And then the Holy Spirit brings them into remembrance as we need and as different things begin to unfold in our lives to be able to connect it back to the living word of God. That's why it's important that we know the scripture. We take the time to meditate on the scriptures, not just read so that we could say, check, I read two chapters of the Bible today, but to be able to have a point, to have a verse that we're now hiding in our heart so that as needed, just like we make a deposit into our bank account, we don't spend our money the same day that we drop it in there, right? We make a deposit in there and then we use it as needed in order to cover different expenses and such throughout the month. So it's the same thing with the word of God. We put it into the vault of our heart and then the Holy Spirit is able to expound on it. The Holy Spirit is able to give revelation of it and then we're able to apply it and to use it. So Jesus in his flesh, he did not desire to go to the cross, but because the spirit man was able to see further than the flesh, the Bible says that he was able to go forward in joy, even though what he knew, what he had to physically endure, he was able to see past that moment in time to the results of humanity, the buyback. Humanity was being bought back through his blood, and that greater cause was able to work him up through the middle, the crucifixion, so that we could get to what we celebrate on Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, and now what we have, the helper that we have with us today, which is the Holy Spirit. So I want to invite you to Living Word Church. Tonight, we have the seven last sayings of Jesus at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 12 to 3, we're having a free family festival on the grounds, 1010 Dixon Boulevard. And that's for the whole family. That's an opportunity to come together to celebrate and to have the children come be able to do different activities. Everything's for free, ice cream, food, all this for free. And then Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ together as a family. Remember, we are an intergenerational church and multicultural. So this invitation is for everybody of every age and of every background. We invite you to celebrate and to experience the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Why did he die? Yeah. He died for the souls.
Yeah. Simple. Why did he die? Let's say that. Mm-hmm. Why did he die? Mm-hmm. He died for human mm-hmm. soul. Mm-hmm. No other reason. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. on the thief on the cross is a living proof mm-hmm. why he died. Mm-hmm. He died for human soul. Mm-hmm. That thief says, remember me. Mm-hmm. Oh, repentance. He says, remember me when you go into your kingdom. Please. He acknowledged why he's dying. He says, we are guilty as charged, mm-hmm. but you are not. So you are dying for me. So remember me. That's the excitement there. That guy got it. He says, we are guilty as charged, but you are not. So you got to be dying for another reason. So just remember me. And the reason is that you're dying for my sin. And Jesus looked at him and says, today, welcome. You and I will be in paradise. So why did he die? That's the message here on Good Friday. That's why it's a Good Friday, Pastor Diana. Mm-hmm. Why did he die? For human soul. Mm-hmm. He paid the price. And so tonight, we invite you to come and worship with us as we go over those hours that he spent on earth before he lays his life down. Mm-hmm. Don't miss that. Mm-hmm. And this Friday, make a quality decision. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But knowing this part of it, the seven last sayings of Jesus, it helps us to really appreciate the resurrection morning celebration. Because sometimes we just go through the traditions of men. Okay, it's Easter, so we're going to church. Mm. Okay, it's Christmas, so we're going to church. The traditions of men. But we have to know the significance of what really transpired and how that it applies to each and every one of us today. What Pastor was just teaching was in Luke chapter 23 and verse 42 and 43. Then he said to Jesus, talking about one of the criminals, because Jesus wasn't crucified by himself. There was two other criminals, one on either side of him, because public crucifixion was a way that they dealt with people who had broke the law. It was a punishment for breaking the law. So it wasn't like Jesus was the only person ever to be crucified, but he was the only person who resurrected and ascended onto the Father. So verse 42 says, then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. So all the man had the opportunity to do was ask. He didn't have an opportunity to get down and relive his life.
Yes.
He didn't have an opportunity to get down and how they say the rosary beads and
all that
he didn't
stuff.
Have an opportunity to do any religious rituals and such. All he had the opportunity to do was say, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And we know that those criminals, they were being justly convicted for their sins. They say that in verse 41, we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds.
That's
right. But this man has done nothing wrong. So these are the criminals having a conversation, one on either side of Jesus. They're going back and forth. They're saying, we know that we're wicked. We know that we broke the law. But they're even saying at their time of crucifixion, we know this man right here, Jesus, he hasn't done anything wrong. So they knew that they had done wrong, but he took this opportunity, this open door. Hey, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, assuredly. He didn't say, if you do this. Mm-mm. He didn't say, if you would have did that.
Yeah.
He said, assuredly, I say to you, when? Today you will be with me in paradise. So when your breath leaves your body, you will be with me in paradise today.
Yes.
That's powerful. He didn't have to do nothing. He didn't get baptized.
No.
He didn't have an opportunity to get baptized. Sometimes people teach, if you're not baptized, you're not going to heaven.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen here. He didn't get baptized, but he had the assurance through the word.
Yeah.
Because he said, remember me when you go to the kingdom. He had the desire. And through the word, through this little conversation that they had, he now has the assurance that when he leaves this physical earth, he will be together with Jesus in paradise. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.